Chapter 106. Celeste and Anna got dressed to go to the beauty parlor where Janine worked. She had done Celeste's hair for each of her other weddings, but teasing Anna about it in front of Anna only elicited a stony gaze that said she was in no mood to laugh. Being at your daughter's first wedding was an honor. Having to attend the third was an embarrassment. She communicated to Celeste with her facial expressions and body language that she just wanted this to go smoothly and be over. Janine waited until Anna was safely ensconced under the hairdryer to talk to her cousin. "She is in one hell of a snit." "I know," said Celeste, "but there's nothing that I can do about it." "She thinks you're taking Angel away from her." "I'm not. Angel will be there every day." "I know that. You know that." They both looked at Anna, plump, sullen, her chin tucked down under her chest, and her eyes in a magazine that she wasn't really reading. "Do you think that I should try to explain that again today?" They both laughed. Anna could not hear because of the hairdryer over her head, but she sensed the laugh and looked over at them. The no-nonsense gaze caused them both to act like naughty schoolgirls who had been caught doing something wrong.
"She can't hear us, can she?" said Celeste.
"No, but she has radar. She knows." They tried to stifle their giggles.
"Are you excited?"
"I'm ready to jump out of my skin."
"Where did he spend last night?"
"At his best friend's house."
"He's the best man?"
"Yes."
"Doesn't he have a brother?"
"A half-brother, but they aren't that close."
"You're going to look beautiful."
"I just hope that he thinks so."
"He'd be an idiot not to," said Janine.